straight to the drone.
Nah. You've drone early, mate. We've got to set it up.
I'm just going to ask
straight.
What's going on? What is happening here? This is a fracas.
What is going on?
Well, the headline I find this morning, Basil, is I was flicking through the local rag.
I'm a vulnerable man, you know, mate.
Yeah, that, your skin's that thin.
Delicate, I'll call you, yes.
Basil Zemplis again goes missing. Goes missing from Premier Mark McGowan's invite list for another major Perth announcement.
Kick straight back into the joke.
Didn't need to wait this time.
I'll speak to Mosh and I'll get you some treatment if you keep going this early.
No, I think it was warranted.
Right. Mr. Zemplis.
Yes, that's fine.
You've gone missing again.
Mr. Zemplis.
Why are you going missing? So yesterday, there was an announcement yesterday, Michelle.
And what is it? They announced that there's going to be an Aboriginal Cultural Centre that'll open in 2028.
So just on that, that's massive for Western Australia and huge for not only Western Australia, Australia, but also for the city. And it's going to be like...
So it's in the city?
There is...
Or down the beach or somewhere?
No.
In the city?
It's in the city. In the city, in front of the concert hall, on a bit of land currently occupied by the Terrace Road car park, which the city of Perth run.
Right. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. Are you having a Barney?
What's going on?
Well, no. So people are asking that question because yesterday when the press conference was on, the federal government
I went down. I had my media accreditation. I was looking to get a quick bite for Carbo for the news about the
Cultural Centre. Who invited you along? Who invited you along there?
Yeah, who invited
media?
You?
Direct invite?
Mr. McGowan.
Well, next time round, could you just say any chance the Lord Mayor could be invited?
So why weren't you there?
Well, I don't...
And why aren't you at these events?
I don't do the inviting, X-Man. I just go where I am asked to go, and I wasn't invited to that news conference.
So you missed that one, but you...
you're shoddy drone.
Can I...
But you would have been to... So why such a big deal about this press conference? Because you would have done heaps together.
How many have you done together?
How many have you done?
No, we haven't done any together.
Oh, no. Can I spin this and give it a bit of a midday TV feel? Yeah. How do we mend this? Ooh. How do we step forward? How do we make it a new day for Mark and Basil?
No, there's no issue from my point of view.
Or Mazel.
If the Premier walked in, we'd be very friendly. I'd be happy and obliging and welcoming.
Did you do something silly on that flight to Rome? Did you spoon him by accident?
We didn't really chat on the flight to Rome, actually.
No chat.
Not really, no. But I had a bit of a sleep, you know.
Did Mark McGowan not like you?
Well, you'd have to ask Mark McGowan that. But I don't, in all seriousness, for just a moment, I don't perceive there to be any problem from my point of view. I have got no issues with the Premier of Western Australia. None. Now, for whatever reason, I have been, or the City of Perth has not been included in that announcement yesterday. My view is we should have been. Clearly, we're stakeholders. It's happening in the City of Perth. It's a landmark development for our country and for our state. And it's going to be right in the heart of the City of Perth on land currently occupied under a management order by the City of Perth, the Terrace Road car park. We operate. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to negotiate our way out of that. So I was... I don't know if I was surprised or not. But what I do know is... Uplifting music now.
Yeah. You're invited to the next one.
The phone rang. A few people wanted to have a chat to me. Happy to chat.
So you did your own press conference around the corner?
I got asked to. So I did.
Yep. How many metres away?
It's about 400 metres.
Now,
I just think a high tea, a couple of nice words to each other.
Well, you know, hang on, X. Let me put it back on you. How many times have you asked the producers of this program to contact the Premier's office and ask if the Premier will come on the program?
Well, Michelle made the point earlier that she used to be on Hit WA, a regional radio.
Oh, don't tell me you've had him on.
We've had numerous times. We've had Mark McGowan on numerous times.
Well, hang on, maybe there is a blue there.